You monster, you killed my puddin'. How could you? You killed him. Don't struggle, B-Man. It won't help you. Do you even remember what happened? I set a trap for you, and you fell for it. Of course you did. You just have to try and save everybody, don't you, B-Man? Why couldn't you have saved him? Why did you have to let him die? Why? Well, you're mine now, Bats. I caught you, and I got you right where I want you. You're all tied up, and don't try and speak neither. I know you don't talk much, but I don't want you to try to talk me out of this. This is my master plan, B-Man, one that would make Mr. J proud of me. He was brilliant, you know? He was crazy, but aren't we all? In fact, sometimes I think you're even crazier than he was, B-Man. I mean, who wanders around at night dressed like a giant bat? Anyway, he could never kill you. No, 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 no. You were too important to him. He always talked about it, but I don't think he could ever pull the trigger. Sometimes I think he cared more about you than he cared about me.
I loved him, you know. I fell in love with him the very first time I saw him at the asylum. It took me 3 months to convince them to let me treat him. But when I did, he made me feel like I was the only thing in the world that mattered. I loved him for that. I gave up my whole life for that. Now he's gone. But he wasn't the only one who meant a lot to me.
I'd just like to say, if there were no Batman, there'd be no Joker, and I never would have met my puddin'. Thank you, Batman. I know how important you were to Mr. J, and I just want to show you how much you mean to me, too. By now you might be feeling a little chilly. When I tied you up, I took off your suit. And don't worry, silly. I let the mask. I don't care who you are. That's not why you're here. I thought about killing you, but where's the fun in that? Mr. J had the time of his life while you were alive. And now I'm going to give you the time of your life, too. The doctor will see you now.
You look a lot different without your suit on, Batman. A lot more fragile. Look at all those scars. I don't think I've ever seen so many on one person. How many of them did he give you? He gave me a few too. Mostly emotional scars though. He liked to keep me pretty. What use was I to him if I wasn't pretty? If I wasn't smiling? Boss always liked me to wear a smile to work. Let me touch him. Do they hurt? Do you need the doctor to kiss him better? Start with your neck. Look how far down these go. You poor thing. He can't hurt you anymore. He can't hurt either of us anymore. And the good doctor knows just what to prescribe in this sort of situation. Look how big you are, Dark Knight. I can see you're excited at what I've got planned for you. It's a shame you can't do anything about it while your hands are all tied up. Would you like some help? Let me touch you. I'll be soft and gentle. Don't worry. I'll take you in my hands and just stroke it slowly. Up, down, up, down, up. Down. Feels so good in my hands. Does it feel good for you too, Batman? Surely even the big, bad, Dark Knight has allowed a little bit of relief every now and then. It's good for you, you know? You think I'm obsessed with the Joker, but my obsession is nothing compared to yours. You are obsessed with fighting injustice. You just can't let something good happen to you. We're very similar in that respect, you know. I'm not crazy, no crazier than you, at least. Let me keep stroking that cock for you, Batman.
Boring! Let's pick up the pace, B-Man. Up and down and up and down and up and down! I hate it when she gets out of her cage and spouts nonsense. All we need to be happy is a smile, right, Bats? That's why Mr. J never had a dull moment. He was always smiling. Do you like the way I play with you, Dick? Are you close to finishing? Well, I hope not, because I'm not quite done yet. Let's stop stroking for a minute. All in good time, Betsy. I bet you're getting sick of me talking by now, aren't you? Mr. J used to get sick of me talking, too. I learned to be quiet. I think I could shut up for you, too, Bats. Put my mouth to better use. Oh, your cock is quivering for me, B-Man. It's already dripping. You want me to clean you up? Let me run my tongue up your shaft and make sure you're nice and tidy. Can't have you looking messier than me right now. You taste so good, Bats. I expected you to taste moody and bitter, but you're surprisingly sweet.
Oh, Batman. You're making me so flustered. It's hard to concentrate. I am positively dripping with anticipation. I know you're used to being in control and taking charge of things, but I want you to surrender yourself to me fully. Let me just take off this silly corset so that you can get a good look at me. I want those moody eyes to linger on my body and just take it all in. I'm not wearing a bra. Watch as my slender fingers softly stroke my tender nipples. I bet you want these fingers on your body, don't you? But the real prize is downstairs. As I slip off my skirt, keep your eyes on my panties. They're soaked at the thought of you. I just want you inside me. You want it too, don't you, you naughty boy? I can see you nodding your head. If you could speak, you'd be begging by now, wouldn't you? Let me just slip off these panties and then you can have your way with me. I can feel your knees trembling, Batman. Don't tell me that the infamous Batman is scared of little old Harley and Quinzel. There's nothing to be frightened about. I'll go slow. Ease you in and ride you gently. You can feel my wet lips against the head of your cock as I climb onto you, can't you? You like that, don't you? Let me just ease myself on. Oh. Oh, that feels so good. Let me just sit here for a moment and take it all in. Oh, thank you for this, Batman. Thank you for giving yourself to me. Let me ride you now. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Oh, you feel so good inside me. Oh.
Don't you want to rev up your Harley? Vroom, vroom. Up, down, up and down, and up and down. Oh, I know you're about ready to burst, B-Man. I want you to come for me. I want you to come. Oh, come for your little naughty Harley. I can see those eyes widening. I can hear your breath quickening. Oh, you did it, B-Man. All of that just for me. Oh, you shouldn't have. Now, all we need to do is wait. You might have taken my pudding from me, but hopefully you've given me a baby B-Man all of my own to replace him with. And if not, well, then I'll be back tomorrow, and the day after, and the day after that until I get what I want. Oh, I think I made a mess on your cape. Not like you're gonna be needing it now anyway. You're not Gotham's Cape Crusader anymore. You're mine.